Get ready for an encouraging moment of inspiration with Dr. Ty Dixon, brought to you by the Soul Winners Connection. Your life will never be the same.
Hello, this is Dr. Ty Dixon, and I want you to get ready for another segment of Help, I Need a Credit Makeover. You know, we're in this time of economic chaos, and people are seeing financial turmoil like we've never seen. Some things we did it on our own, and other things life just happened and things went bump in the dark. Either way, join us, come in, get your pen, get your paper, and like I always say, and please don't forget your Bible, because I have someone in the studio today, Mr. Harold Riley, and he's got some treasure, some life lessons. You know, it's one thing to talk to somebody that theoretically tell you, da 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 da. It's another thing to say, my boots are dirty and I've been there myself. Hey, welcome to the studio, Harold.
Thanks, Todd. Thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to just talking about credit. Credit is something right now that's it's really destroying our society, because without good credit, you just can't buy things at a good interest rate or be able to afford them down the road. So it's very important to, you know, concentrate on credit.
I know it. And, you know, like Harold, he's been in this game for how many years now?
It's been over 30 years
of credit counselor. So you've seen things happen. Yeah. Wait a minute. Over 30 years, that kind of equates to three decades.
Yeah, that's like I said, I started this thing in the military. And you know, the difference in the military, when you didn't pay your bills, we made you pay them.
All right.
You know, as a civilian, we just have to sit folks down and just go over the consequences of not paying them and how it can affect you and your family, you know, over the long run.
Yes, yeah, so as the owner of Jacksonville Housing and Credit Counselor, I'm sure you got some stories to tell.
You know, sometimes I tell someone stories, sometimes they tell me to be quiet. But, you know, I'm going to tell you a story that really touched my heart. And this is recent. I met this couple, because most of my business comes through referral. You know, I help so many people across this city from all income brackets.
Uh-huh.
And somebody referred this couple to me. That they wanted to purchase a home. So when this couple came to me, they had moved here from Albany, Georgia.
All right now.
They were living in the In-Town Suites.
In-Town Suites.
At Beach in St. John's Bluff.
Oh, I know where that is.
And I said, well, where are you guys living? And they go, we're living in this hotel because we moved here. We just jumped up and moved to Jacksonville. I go, why? And she said, I had a miscarriage.
Oh.
And it was messing with me mentally in that small town. And I told my husband, we just need to get out of here. We didn't know anybody in Jacksonville. We just looked at some places to go that had some opportunities, and we came to Jacksonville. But the good thing about it was, you know, they had decent jobs because he was a truck driver. You know, he could work from anywhere.
Uh-huh.
And she drove and delivering as well. So the first thing we did was we got them out of the hotel. They had two kids. So we got them out of that hotel without any assistance from anybody, mm-hmm. with their own money. We sat down, we put together a budget, how we was going to save this money to get our first month's rent and deposit. And
okay.
We did it. In the apartments they moved in, they were only looking for a 600 credit score. They wasn't looking. They just couldn't have any broken lease or anything like that, which they didn't have.
Uh-huh.
So we moved them into an apartment. And I put them on this plan. I said, they said, Mr. Harold, you think we're going to be able to buy a house? And my saying was, if I tell you a duck can pull a truck, hook him up. So we started. They had some things that we needed to pay off.
Okay.
So each month, we paid something. And as things worked down, then we would pay a couple of things.
Okay.
And we kept going. So what was happening was, they were exhausting all their money because we're paying. They couldn't really save a lot because we're paying off these things.
So from what I want you to catch this, those that are listening, once you pay off a bill, don't go make another bill.
No.
Roll that money over to the next
right.
bill.
Right. You, okay. you keep paying off. So we would start, you know, paying things off. And then we got to the point where they were exhausting all the funds. And luckily, tax time came.
Come on.
So tax came. So they were able to get, I think they got like $5,000 plus in income tax return. So we did a couple of things, but we still didn't have the money to buy a house. So they were looking, they had heard from other people that the city offered down payment assistance and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
And I explained to them, a lot of those programs are good, but they're not for everybody because these folks had good incomes.
Okay.
So they really didn't need that. We just needed a opportunity.
So we're living in times today, and we may even have someone listening, that you're doing the right things. Life has happened. That was the setback. But you're working.
Yeah.
And you're still trying to make it.
That's it. So, you know, we got our tax returns. We paid off the couple of things that was left through settlement. We settled those things. So now we had to figure out how to get them a house. So I went to a builder.
A builder.
A builder.
All right.
Then. And I explained to them that I had this couple. They had good credit scores. It wasn't great, but we were middle of the road. So they had decent credit scores,
uh-huh.
and they wanted to buy a house. But the builder wanted 3% down to start construction on his home.
Right.
And so, of course, they didn't have the 3%. So what the builder allowed us to do was pay it in increments.
Wow.
Because the house was under construction. So they gave them $2,000 up front. And then each month, they brought them, you know, a portion.
Right.
So that in 6 months, their entire down payment was there.
Wow. Wow.
Ty, I tell you, these folks are in a brand new 4-bedroom home.
Now, see, that's a great story. That's a great story. Because, you know, their story could have gone from the hotel to the homeless shelter.
Right.
Back to the street.
Right.
Seeking mental health counseling and all those things.
Right.
But because they did the right thing and they connected to the right people.
Right.
They're now in a 4-bedroom house.
And Ty, one of the things that I learned from this, because I always learn from my clients, that while they were going through this, this was destroying their marriage. Their faith was being questioned.
All right now.
Yeah, their faith was being questioned because she felt that he was non-supportive of her, what she was going through mentally.
Right.
And he felt that she was non-supportive of him financially because they were struggling.
Right.
But we were able to come together and lay everything out on the table and, you know, and get this ship back on the right track.
Yeah. I love the way you said that their faith was being tested. You know, so often we get this, I don't know whether you call it Alice in Wonderland or whatever, imaginative sprinkling of blessings dust, and it's just going to happen. Nothing happens without a struggle. Right. Don't expect the struggle to go away while you're going forward.
And you know the one thing that I always say, and sacrifice.
Yes.
If you think back over the course of your life, everything that came without sacrifice is gone.
You better watch that.
It's gone.
You know, the Bible kind of gives a reference to anything that you get easily, money, whatever, it's going to go.
Yeah. What they said, the average lottery winner is broke in 5 years, is bankrupt in 5 years.
It's true.
Because it came easy. Easy come, easy go.
Because it's those what? Those hard bumps in the road that builds the character and the integrity and the endurance and the perseverance to what? When you get into that wealthy place, you got what it takes to stay there.
Yeah, and that's one thing that I pride myself and our organization is educating along the way.
Yes.
So that you don't repeat these steps.
Right.
You know,
right.
You know what it took to get here, so you don't want to revert back to the way you were.
Yes, yes, that's true. Because you have this thing about, I know. Have you ever tried to help somebody who already know the answers?
Oh, you know, man.
And that's a mental no. That's a mental no, because what you really, really know for sure, that's written on the tables of your heart, is in your feet and you're walking.
Right. And, you know, and I think, you know, with myself, you know, having experienced this, I understand. I mean, I came from a family that didn't talk about finances, that didn't talk about credit. So I had to learn on the fly. So when you learn on the fly, you know you're going to make mistakes.
Yes.
So that's the way I view it. So I understand the situation that most of the folks that I encounter are in.
Yes. And, you know, we have some people out there listening to us now. They may be a single parent with five kids. Guess what? financial education, you could still make sure your children know the truth, you know how to save money. See, it's a lack of knowledge. See, some people say, well, I don't have enough money. No, it's not you don't have enough money, because money is always in circulation. Money never left the earth. It's in circulation. It's something that's tangible. When you get a dollar bill, that's not the money. That's just the tender it takes to pay for what you want. It's representative of money. So the wealth is in the land. It's just a matter of how to obtain it and keep it.
Yeah, you know, we always say reach one, teach one.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
And I have a family, another family that I worked them through some credit issues and whatnot, and they were able to purchase a home. And over the last 2 years, I've put both of their sons in home. The oldest was 20. The second was 19.
Wow, with a home.
Yes.
So what do you think is there that prevents people who life happened, or they bottom out, or they made a lot of mistakes, right? But down and out is down and out.
Right.
I don't care what reason you put out on. What do you think that causes a person not to just have the strength to want to come out of it?
It's easy to give up.
Easier to give up.
You know, quit is a four-letter word. It's easy to do that. But to have the patience to do things the right way requires something of you.
Right.
And you have to find it within yourself to do the right thing, you know, to make this work. But we go back to something you said earlier, it's faith.
Yes, gotta have that faith.
If you got faith, there's no fear.
Right, and don't believe you're the only one. See, a lot of people, they beat themselves up. They wake up in the morning boxing with themselves. If you had not bought that car, if you had not married that, well, we ain't gonna call no names. if you had not gone to that particular car, if you had not made this bill, And so when you beat yourself up, that interferes with your faith to come out of it, because you believe I deserve what I'm getting,
man.
Right? So take your foot off your own neck.
Yeah.
Know that God is there to redeem. He's there to make whole. And I'm telling you, you just don't know how many people with a little ching ching now got some stories that will blow your mind as to the difficulties and the mistakes they've made along the way. You are never the only one.
I remember going on to the Chevrolet dealership myself. I said, when I turn 50, I'm gonna buy a Corvette. Mm-hmm. So I went on that dealership lot, and I found that Corvette, and I test drove it.
Uh-huh.
And then a few weeks went by, and my daughter said, Dad, I thought you were buying a Corvette.
Uh-huh.
I said, nah, I decided not. She said, why? I said, I just decided I didn't want to take on that responsibility. But that wasn't the truth. The truth was, the salesman had to pull me out of that Corvette. I couldn't get out of it. So some of the things you think you want, you maybe may not be
I'm
what
telling you
need.
It's like, it's understanding that season for that is gone. That's good. But you know, and then another thing, when you're digging yourself out of these difficulties, financial difficulties, don't listen to shade tree people. Just you don't want to take a fancy car to a shade tree mechanic, don't listen to someone who doesn't know what they're talking about. When I was going through my financial challenges, I listened to a shade tree person. They say, oh, you don't have to worry about calling the credit people back, because they're going to erase that anyway. And I said, oh, it's just ignore. Forget about all those letters they send you and all that. Well, I found myself in a very difficult situation, and it wasn't until I came to the plate and said, let's make a deal, that they were willing to talk to me. Come to the plate. Come to the plate. Get out of bed, swing at that ball, and hit it out the park. What are you talking about, Dr. Ty? I'm saying face the truth. Help, I need a credit makeover. Reach out to Harold. Harold, give them their information again.
Hey, you can reach me. You can go to my website, jackshousingandcreditcounseling.org, or you can call my office at 904-551-9628 and schedule an appointment to see us.
Your life will never be the same.
You've been listening to A Moment of Inspiration with Dr. Ty Dixon. For more information about how you can become involved with this powerful vehicle of love, visit the website soulwinnersconnection.org. Your prayers and financial support are very appreciated. Together, we can make a difference.